Hey, wake up, it's me. Your roommate's little sister, silly. Can I crash in your tent? The rain just came out of nowhere and I don't have a rain fly for my hammock. I know. You set the peg for rain just in case, but I don't carry a rain fly up way up here and the weather said rain was unlikely. Yeah, I know I'm regretting it now, but that's beside the point. I'm soaked. Can I please sleep in here tonight? My brother's sleeping with his girlfriend, so that'd be weird. I don't really know the others here. I mean, I know I just met you today, but I've heard so much about you from my brother. I feel like I can trust you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. My brother always said you were a stand-up guy. Can you believe this rain, though? Said there was only a 10% chance, but I really thought I'd be fine leaving the dice and leaving the rain fly at home. Guess I lost that bet, though. Shit, my sleeping bag's still out there, though, and it's definitely soaked through by now. Do you think I could, maybe you could undo your sleeping bag and we could use it, share it, sort of a blanket? I know sharing your sleeping bag with a cold, like, girl you barely know at 3 a.m. is not probably what you signed up for when you set out on this trip, but I really don't have a lot of options here. Seriously, thank you. Really sorry I have to wake you up like this and be such an inconvenience, but I swear I'll make it up to you when we get back home. Oh, you've got a shirt and boxers for me as well? That's so thoughtful of you. Yeah, these clothes are soaked through, and I'm pretty sure you don't want to be sharing a sleeping bag with me soaked through like this. Okay, I'm gonna change. Don't turn on a flashlight or anything. Don't you hate how my clothes cling? They're so hard to get off. There we go. You know it's a good thing. It's darker. Might be giving you quite the show right now. Oh, you'd pay to see that show, would you? Yeah, I'm sure you would, but settle down, cowboy. You're not getting any of this tonight. You can't tell, though, but I'm bare naked right now. If I turn to the side like this, you might just be able to see a silhouette of me. Seriously, no fooling around, okay? I mean, I know you're hot and all, but we only met today, and I'm not that kind of girl. And where did those boxers and shirt go? And oh, fuck, it's cold out here. Okay, I'm changed. So unzip the bag and make room for me, please. I'm freezing out here. Wait, you're not naked in there, are you? You've got boxers on too? Oh, good. I can't be sleeping with a naked stranger in the forest now, can I? I mean, what would our campmates say? Okay, I'm climbing in. Just hurry and warm me up. I know I said no messing around, and I meant it, but I'm freezing and you're warm, and could you just hold me, please? Warm me up? Your chest is warm. Seriously, thank you. And thanks for letting me tag along on this packing trip and letting me crash here with you, even though I'm so cold and wet. My brother's always spoken highly of you, though I'm not sure if he'd approve of us cuddling together in a sleeping bag half naked. This is nice. Your arms feel so nice around me. And the sound of the rain on the tent. Hey, can I ask you something? Did you really mean it when you pay to see me strip? I'm not offering. I don't know. I never thought I'd look good enough to do something like that. I mean, I don't have a whole lot going for me in the boob department. Really? You like them that much? But you haven't even seen them. Oh, but you can tell, can't you? Well, thank you. It's awfully sweet of you. I mean, you're not so bad looking yourself, you know. So, what else do you like about me, beside my boobs? Don't leave out any details. My ass? You couldn't stop staring at it all day? Wait, was that? That's why you were hiking behind me this whole time? You creep! Well, I've been sweating and working myself silly climbing this mountain. You've been getting your rocks off staring at my teenage ass and my little blue shorts. Go figure. You've really been staring at my ass all day. It must be driving you crazy to be this close to it right now. To have that fit ass just barely covered, wearing your own boxers, just itches from touching you. I mean, if I just scooted back a tiny bit, oh my god, shit, is that. Your heart is a rock. Do it really have that much of effect on you? Boxers are so thin, I can feel it. Warm heart cot pressed against me. Barely like wearing anything at all. So, what's it like? Your cock pressed against my firm ass after staring at it all day? Bet you didn't think you'd be cuddling up with your roommate's half-naked sister when you woke up yesterday, did you? Where'd she be? Rubbing her ass against your cock like this, huh? I know I said no canoodling earlier, but don't think a little fondling would be all that bad, though. You can't tell my brother, though. He'd kill me. He'd definitely kill you. I mean, I just started high school, but he still treats me like a little kid. So, what are you waiting for? Don't you want to touch my breasts? Don't you want to run your hands over them? Squeeze them? Feel my nipples grow hard? I want you to touch them. Want to feel your hands all over me while your cock's pressed against me? I want to feel you. Yeah, that's it. Can you feel through the shirt how hard my nipples are getting? Course, I'm not wearing a bra. That thing was soaked. And I don't need one either. I mostly just wear it to keep my nipples from showing through shirts. And speaking of which, why don't I just take this one off so I can feel your hands on my bare skin? Yeah. Well, your sheer hands feel incredible cupping my breast. I can feel your cock throbbing against me through the boxers. Oh, you getting as turned on as I am? Let me just guide your hand a bit lower. Slide it into the boxers I'm wearing. Yes. Oh, that feels so good. Feel how I'm practically gushing for you. Go ahead. You can stick a finger in. No need to be shy. Oh, that feels good. Stick another finger in me? I need. magic in those fingers, handsome. Cock still throbbing against my ass. Can I take it out? I know I said no fooling around, but I don't give a shit anymore. Feel it in my hands. Can I please touch it, please? Please let me take your cock out, mister. I promise I'll be nice to it. Please? You won't regret it, I promise. Lay on your back for me. I'll just pull your boxers off. Slide my hands up your calves and slowly up your thighs, just barely scratching with my nails until I reach your balls. It feels so good in my hands. So warm, heavy, but they're just swollen with cum. Just wrap my hands around your cock. Your cock's incredible. It's so warm and butt-hearted. What's this? It's, oh my gosh, you're oozing pretty all over. So, how would you feel if I licked it? Would that be okay? You want me to beg for it? Alright. Can I lick your cock, mister? Please swirl my tongue around your warm, hard cock. I just want to taste you, mister, that's all. Just want to put your hard cock in my warm, wet mouth. Please, mister, can I please taste your cock? Please? Thank you. Thank you. Close your eyes. I know it feels good, and I know you can't really see me, but I want you to look at me while I suck your cock. Want you to look for me. Run your hands through my hair while you tell me how much you like it. Tell me how much you like my warm mouth on your hard cock. Tell me how it feels to have my tongue swirling over the head, my hair tickling your skin. You're Tell me what it's like having your roommate's underage little sister sucking you off not 10 feet from him. But don't think of even coming yet, mister. I've got something else in mind. Let me just slip out of these boxers. Straddle. Straddle this warm virgin pussy. My teenage cut over that perfect cock of yours. Just ease myself down onto you. You was incredible. Feel you spreading into me as I was coming. That was unbelievable. Still feel you twitching. Your hands feel so good squeezing my hands like that. Let's just stay like this for a while. This is perfect, you know? Laying here with you, all warm and dry. Mostly dry. Your arms around me. Just listening to the rain outside after a beautiful hike in the mountains. I'm fucking so silly. That doesn't get much better than this. Just put me now. We need to get some sleep if we're gonna have any chance of having enough energy to get off the mountain tomorrow. Sweet dreams, handsome. I'll see you in this gorgeous cock of yours tomorrow. And afterwards, too. After I did promise to make this up to you. And I think I know just the way how. Good night.